Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. What items have increased in price the most over the last year? Another train derailment. Feinstein is done. And do you know how Gavin Newsom got rich? All that coming up. And Bill, of course, with your message of the day. But first, latest inflation data. Prices rose 0.5% from last month, 6.4% from 12 months ago, which means the Fed will continue to raise rates even more. What has gotten the most expensive over the last year? Airfare, number five, 25%. Then natural gas, gasoline, butter at 32%. And number one, an item that went up 70% in price, eggs. Two more trains have derailed, one in South Carolina and another in Texas. The one in Texas was carrying hazardous materials. This is less than 2 weeks after the train in Ohio. The one in Texas, 21 cars derailed, but none of the chemicals were released, thankfully. And it's still amazing to me that the one in Ohio is not getting nearly enough attention. ABC, NBC, and CBS News spent less than 30 minutes covering the story over the last 10 days combined. California Senator Dianne Feinstein said she will not seek re-election in 2024. She's 91 years old. Now, yesterday, her office sent out a tweet saying she will not run again. After that, some reporters found her in the hallway and asked her about it. And she either didn't know that her office sent out the statement or forgot that her office sent out the statement and just lied to the reporters' faces.
Re-election.
Well, I haven't made that decision. I haven't released anything. It will be my plan. You put out the statement?
Yeah, we put out your statement.
I didn't know they put it out.
Okay.
So it is what it is. I think the time has come.
I love that. That's perfect. I haven't made a decision. Wait, you already released your decision. Okay, well, I guess I made my decision. Just lied right there, but nothing new. That's, you know, she has 53 years of political experience. And speaking of California, Kimberly Guilfoyle of Fox News is currently engaged to Donald Trump Jr. But many don't know that her ex-husband is California Governor Gavin Newsom. There's a famous picture of the two of them sprawled out on a rug for a photo shoot for Harper's Bazaar at Ann Getty's house. Ann Getty is the wife of the Getty oil heir, who's like family to Gavin. Gavin Newsom got rich off of oil. He said of Kimberly, she's whip smart and she fell prey to the culture at Fox. Asked if he'll go to her wedding with Trump, he said, I'm very busy. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, as many of you know, I was at the Super Bowl, and Carrie Lake, who was recently defeated for the Arizona governor's job, attended as well. but she did not stand for the song Lift Every Voice and Sing. Written in 1900 by NAACP Chief James Weldon Johnson, the song is considered by some to be the Black national anthem, but it has not been designated that. It's just a song. Cheryl Lee Ralph performed it about 25 minutes before kickoff, and I did stand. Most in the crowd were also up, but not all. There is no protocol to stand during the song. It's an individual decision, just like America the Beautiful, which was sung after Miss Ralph left the field. Carrie Lake and some other conservatives believe there should be only one national anthem and that the Lift Up song is divisive. They are, of course, entitled to that opinion and should not be defamed as racist, as some progressives are doing. The usual vicious stuff is smeared all over the net. I see it this way. 70% of NFL players are African American, so the song is a signal of respect for them. Easy one for me. Respect, empathy, and context are important in a civil society. 10 minutes before the game started, country singer Chris Stapleton sang a terrific rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Everyone in the stadium stood. Respect for the country was on display. An important moment in a divided nation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Cindy, Biden and his administration are on China's payroll, so they can't fight back. Cindy, people believe what they want to believe, and I understand you have a right to believe what you want. If you have any information, though, that Joe Biden's on China's payroll, please, bill@billoreilly.com. I need it. Forward it to me. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. As you and I both know, President Biden is a puppet of the far left, pushing socialism. People come to this country because of capitalism and opportunity to live their dream. Why would anyone continue to vote for a party that wants to destroy capitalism? Because they don't want to compete. People don't understand this. Millions of Americans don't want to go to work. They want to be given things. That's why. Russell Friedrich, Armstrong Creek, Wisconsin. Hey, Bill, I agree with Biden that the American public does not care about the Hunter Biden investigation. How am I supposed to get invested in this story when nothing ever happens? You got to care, Russell, if a sitting vice president is shown to be accepting money from his grifter son that comes from foreign nations. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but if that happened, you got to care. George Pivarnik, Las Vegas. Putin invaded Ukraine for no valid reason, the same as Hitler invaded Poland. Why is Russia still a member of the UN? Because you can't throw out a country unless the Security Council all votes to do it and China vetoes. China keeps Russia in. Jimmy Jones, New Braunfels, Texas, in the Hill Country. Can you explain the Disney theme parks and why they're crowded? Because the kids want to go. The kids want to go to Disney. That's why. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 73 years ago today, an 80-minute cartoon was released in theaters nationwide. The movie would become one of the most beloved films of all time. Here is the story of Cinderella. Chicago-born Walt Disney began his career as an advertising cartoonist in Kansas City. He moved to Hollywood with his brother Roy in 1923. The Disney set up shop in the back of a real estate office and began making short films. The brothers released Snow White in 1937, the first full-length animated movie. It was the most successful film released during the Great Depression. After World War II, audiences were eagerly awaiting another Disney flick. Cinderella, based on another Brothers Grimm fairy tale, was chosen for its similarity to the Snow White story. The plot features a young girl whose father dies, leaving her at the mercy of a cruel stepmother and two abusive stepsisters. She finds true love with the help of singing mice, a fairy godmother, and a glass slipper. Walt Disney tamped down the original fairy tale for a young audience in the Grimm story. One sister has her eyes ripped out by crows. The other hacks off part of her foot in order to fit it into the slipper. Whoa, not good for the tykes. After 6 years of work by the world's best cartoonists, Cinderella hit theaters on February 15th, 1950. It became the biggest box office success of the year. And here's something else you might not know. Today, classic Disney films are not very popular with the woke audience. Multiple movies now display trigger warnings. Peter Pan depicts negative stereotypes of Indians, Tiger Lily. Dumbo features a cigar-smoking bird named Jim Crow. Lady and the Tramp apologizes for its depiction of Siamese cats. Now, Cinderella is being targeted because of the term fairy godmother. Disney Company announced last summer that all future fairies will be gender neutral. Yay. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.